Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol goes back and looks at what was going on in Hunt County 100 years ago. And that means 1915, all the other things as well that Carol does. And I came across an item on your Facebook page that you keep, Carol, about a meeting in Greenville in 1915. This was the Anti-Saloon League.
Yes.
Came to Greenville to meet. This was just before, and this was, I guess, the Prohibition movement was peaking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Prohibition had been way back, almost to the Revolutionary War, but that's another story. The Anti-Saloon League was formed here in Texas in 1907, and by that time, many of the counties were dry. But their purpose was to make sure that these counties stayed dry, and they were protesting or searching for laws to prohibit the manufacture, transportation, and sale of alcoholic beverages. And so they met. They were here in Greenville or over in Greenville. There was a Baptist minister named Benjamin Franklin Riley who was in charge of the Anti-Saloon League when it was organized here in Texas. The Women's Christian Temperance Union was already in place, so the Anti-Saloon League didn't make as big an impact as it did in other states. If you lived in an area that was dry when Prohibition was passed right after World War I, and then when in 1933, there did not have to be an election. You had already, or the county or the precinct or the town had determined that they were going to be dry, and they stayed dry.
Right. Now, in Texas, this was a very much a patchwork kind of thing you have all these different cultural groups. You had the Germans in the Hill Country area, Central Texas. You had Mexican American folks in South Texas, and very different attitudes.
Very, 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 and religious groups. Of course, Roman Catholics and Jewish wanted wine for sacramental reasons, and even during Prohibition, they had a special clause that they could make wines for religious purposes.
When did Hunt County go dry?
It was a patchwork thing. And I don't know.
It wasn't necessarily the county as a whole.
Right.
At any time.
Right.
It was town by town.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a program on September the 1st at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum.
Right.
It's my favorite program I do. It's called Blind Tigers. And Blind Tigers were those saloons that just kept on going even after Prohibition, the locality had voted dry. They just kept on going. And this is a funny story of some women who tackled the saloon keepers and their effect. Hunt County was just like everybody else. There were people who were going to do it.
Now, the women were successful in shutting down these saloons?
Yes. You've heard of Carrie Nation.
Oh, sure.
She may have been to Greenville. I haven't definitely proven it, but I have heard some rumors. That she went into the House of Lords, which was the largest and grandest saloon in Greenville, right there where the old bank building stands, the tall skyscraper.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And took care of it.
Carrie Nation. But that's according to legend. Maybe it's true.
Maybe it's true.
We're not sure.
Right.
But the saloons would stay open even after the locality had voted.
Yes.
By whatever means.
Yeah.
Police looking the other way or
what. Well, it definitely was. And it was to the police advantage to allow saloons to stay open because there was a lot of fighting. Men decided they would fight, fist fight and all this stuff.
Right.
They could fine them for public fighting, and, you know, throw them in jail overnight on Saturday night. And
concentrate all the trouble in one particular place,
right,
I guess.
Right,
right. Yeah. Well, it's an interesting story. And in Greenville, we really have found, going back 100 years, was all kind of a crossroads place.
Yes.
And so the meeting,
yes,
for the Anti-Saloon League was held in Greenville.
Yeah, it was a perfect place because they had the railroad transportation to get there.
Right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, who is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.